Continuing our week four NFL picks, I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer here as we do the wild card games. This is where we all pick a random game. And none of us, except for me, has tried to pick one that we really thought we knew, you know, me picking week one that the Washington football team would lose, and then they didn't.
I was just going to say, remember when you were strutting around like a peacock, just all happy about that game?
So that clearly backfired. Anyway, all right, Brad, why don't you give us your wild card game?
Well, for the record, I've picked the toughest game every week, and I'm 2-0 in those games, so I just want to point that out. Not that anybody asked, I'm just saying. I'm going Colts and Bears this week. The Bears are the least deserving 3-0 team in the league. And now they're 3-0, and they benched their starting quarterback. And we all know that Nick Foles, what he's done, what he did in Philadelphia, how much success he's had in the league. But that all happens in December and January in the playoffs. In, you know, September, October, November, he's not nearly as good. The Colts defense is awesome. They're ranked first in passing yards and points allowed on defense. I hate calling a route, but if they're going to get blown out, it's this game right here. So I'm going with the Colts.
I'd like to officially go on record as saying the Colts have the worst quarterback in the NFL history. That being said, I'm picking the Saints and the Lions. Here's the thing. Drew Brees, they're 1-2. Who would have thought, if you would have talked at the beginning of the season about this team, the Saints, in particular, being 1-2, it's crazy. Here's the thing. The Lions don't do a good job defending the run. Here's the thing. Alvin Kamara is a beast. He would be the new Beast Mode if Beast Mode was a title. This is going to be a heavy run game. And I tell you right now, this is a bounce back game for the Saints. They've been kicked in the teeth 2 weeks straight, and they're ready to unleash. Who dat? It's going to be all Saints all day, leading by Kamara's going to have a unbelievable game. It's going to be a record-breaking game for him. He's going to unload.
Wow. Hot take.
I love it. I love it.
Hot take, lead pipe lock. Right there.
All right. So I
Danny's
am
taking the collegiate team against the Miami Dolphins. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I was considering. I was. Who are the Jags playing? Oh, the Jags and Bengals. That was what I was going to consider. But I've decided against it, and I'm going with the actual game of the week, which is the Patriots at the Chiefs.
Tough. And that's a tough one.
It is a tough one. And I think that, look, we know the Chiefs are not human, and they are, even when they're down a little bit, they come back. They're never out of it, as we've seen as 49er fans. We know they're never out of it.
Even if they're getting their smoke, they're getting smoked for 50 minutes in a game. They're never really out of it.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. As a Ryan Niners fan,
yeah.
I've had to face that team for two games a season.
I know, but
so
it was the biggest.
You can just stop that right now.
I know, but it was the biggest game of the year, and they were up by 10 points with 5 minutes in the Super Bowl. Anyway.
Those games are never close, though, Ben. It's different comparisons.
I think the Patriots, you know, they're good, obviously. I don't think they have 60 minutes in them to take the Chiefs all the way to the distance. So I'm taking the Chiefs over the Patriots. That's my wild card. All right, you can check out these picks online. Just click on the Sports Buzz at 977theriver.com. And then, of course, their podcast is Sports Meets Beer. Find that on all the podcasting platforms. NFL picks week 4. We'll see how we do next week. Thanks for being on, guys.
Cheers.
Danny, stay safe.